Welcome to Friday's special Rush Hour podcast. Coming up, we'll unlock the vault and replay a classic Rush Hour moment. Fat, I don't know whether you remember this, but you tried to swim across Port Phillip Bay and it didn't work.
I got asthma.
Plus, an extended idiot file we couldn't fit into yesterday's show.
Ah, fair dinkum, Jim, and I will have another Friday fruity joke, of course.
But first, it's the magnificent Gian Rooney ahead of this weekend's Olympic swimming trials.
Our next guest is an Olympic relay gold medalist and became a world champion in the 200 freestyle at just 18 years of age.
Rooney's about a hand in front. Can she do it? Can she do it? I'll tell a man she'll do it. Gian Rooney wins for Australia. It's gold.
This weekend, our next batch of Aussie swimming superstars will compete to go to Tokyo. To preview the Australian Olympic swimming trials, please welcome Gian Rooney.
Absolutely love this girl. Did Olympic Games with her, did Commonwealth Games with her, did all sorts of stuff with Gian professionally. Tight as a drum we are, to the point where I haven't heard from her for about a decade.
Yep. Hey, that was a nice intro. Thanks,
well,
guys.
You don't,
really
we don't speak
the work
to,
that went into that.
We don't speak to Olympic gold medalists all that often, so it's bloody brilliant. And by the way, we're going to get to what you've been up to shortly, but of course the trials are coming up on Amazon Prime, being streamed live, which is very exciting, G.
It certainly is. Amazon Prime Video, I mean, it's around the world. We're looking at over 100 countries globally that are going to be able to watch these swimming trials. So in terms of a swimming audience, we've gone global. We've gone big boys, which is nothing short of amazing.
I love it.
But it also means that, you know, we've got the US trials coming up very soon, and so they're keeping an eye on what we're doing. The rest of the world wants to know what of our Australian swimmers have been doing, because we ultimately, no one's had any competition for the last 12 to 18 months. So all eyes of the world will be on this.
Gee, we had the great Mac Horton on not long ago, and Fat decided to take him to task over his times in the Australian Championships. And Mac put up with that for about 20 seconds and then explained to Fat that the Australian Championships and the Olympic trials have been separated, and he really couldn't have given a stuff about the first one. This was always his focus.
Oh, so you're trying to say to me that for the first time ever, Fat hasn't done any research? Amazing. Like, incredible. Wow.
Gian.
Gee, that's a
Gian,
did you, Bill?
Did you just call me Fat?
Yep. Yes.
I do see that the Australian swimming trials, Jim, they're in Adelaide. Now, Gian, I want you to get a tape measure out, because Adelaide don't do things right. They stuff things up. This pool could be only 49 metres or whatever, I reckon. I reckon they'll stuff it up over there.
Well, once again, you need to do your research, Bill, because the last Olympic trials were held in this same pool in 2016.
Right.
So there's been a few meets here, so I'd say they've probably got it right. But the best thing about this meet is the fact that it's probably one of the most pressure cooker events that our Australian swimmers go into, for some even more so than the Olympics, which is what they're trying to get to. Because I liken it to, you know, Cathy Freeman winning gold in Sydney in 2000, and it was more of relief rather than excitement because she had so much pressure on her. All these athletes want to get the chance to swim at the Olympics, and this is the only way to qualify. So it all comes down to this next week.
I tell you what, there's some pressure on, as you said, Kate Campbell. Can she retain her title as Australia's female freestyle 100-metre sprint queen? Emma McEwen. I tell you one to watch, bud, is Kaylee McEwen. Kaylee is a star, and I think she's the one to watch in the trials.
So let's just say Emma McKeon and Kaylee McEwen.
That's it. Yep.
That's it. Get that right.
Two different people, just so you know. But you're right. Emma has been one of our most consistent swimmers over the last decade.
Yes.
Usually one of our most medalled swimmers at each international meet. But this is the Olympics she needs to capitalise on and hopefully find that elusive individual gold medal. Kaylee McEwen, as a backstroker, we were not even talking about her being in the picture 12 months ago. So this is where the Olympic trials and the Olympics being delayed by 12 months has really aided some of these swimmers who have matured. And she's now posted some of the top 3 fastest times swum in the last 12 to 18 months in the world. So that's not right. Only is she an Olympic hopeful now, she's a medalist hopeful come Tokyo.
All right, speaking of backstrokers, our girl Emily Seabomb dropped into Australian vernacular perfectly over the last 10 years, but has been a star of the pool and is trying to get Gian to her 4th Olympics.
And you know what? It's a really tough ask of Em. I would love nothing more than to see Em Seabomb make this team. But again, given the last 12 months, I just mentioned Kaylee McEwen. You've also got Minna Atherton, who broke a world short course record last year in the backstroke event. So she's got a really tough ask of her to actually make the team. So we know Em, she's a fighter. She's been there when it counts, can pull out something when it counts, and she's going to have to find something at these trials.
All right, so a couple of the men, reigning world, Olympic champions in Kyle Chalmers and Mac Horton. Tell us the sort of nick they're in.
Well, we talked about Mac before, and you're right. Mac is one of those ones that you never know. You can never look at his preparation. You can never look at anything, any times that he posts out of the big meets. So you just never know what he's going to produce, but he manages to produce something when it counts. So I'm not going to write off Mac just yet. I want to see him produce something spectacular at these trials, but he does like flying under the radar up until when it counts. So we'll wait and see. And then Kyle Chalmers has been brilliant. He's had an interrupted preparation, but he's kind of used to that now. Shoulder, all the rest of it going on, but he's produced some really fast swims since the start of the year. And so I think he's probably more pumped than ever to prove that Rio wasn't a fluke. He wants to go back-to-back in that 100 free, and he's got a big ask ahead of him, but he's also got the right mindset to do it.
Nice. Home pool, of course, in Adelaide there for Kyle. Now, all right, so we can't wait for that. What else has been going on with you, please? Are you still residing up there in Queensland?
Well, as of Tuesday, no, JB. We moved to our little farm on Tuesday. So
bloody
we're
hell.
Now macadamia farmers in northern New South Wales. Watch out, world.
Jeepers creepers. What a journey that is. How did you get into macadamia farming?
Well, my husband Sam is a country boy and farmer, fifth generation farmer, but in the cattle realm, owns his own online ag advertising company, The Herd Online. And so we were looking for a cattle property and stumbled across macadamias. So we're nutty nut farmers.
Yeah, you got to be nuts to get into that, let me tell you. But very popular.
I beat you to it.
Do you go overseas with them? I know. Do you go overseas with them, G, or just sell them in Australia?
Well, both, actually. There's a high demand overseas, but also a great domestic market, which means hopefully we're covered across both realms, given the lovely world of COVID that we now live in.
Well, you're a social animal, G. How are you going to go parked in a bloody farm in northern New South Wales? Is there enough sizzle around there for you?
There certainly is, JB. That's where I'm really lucky. I'm actually a big homebody. I love being at home. And the idea is that we've now got enough room and enough space for not only for the kids to run a bit wild, but also for people to come and visit us and stay. So we're hoping that the family and friends, once borders open up properly and all the rest of it, will come and park themselves at our place for a week.
Nice.
And we can be very social on the back deck.
I love it. I love it. All right, primevideo.com. Check out the Australian Swimming Trials, Amazon Prime Video, streamed live. It's a very exciting thing, this, because there'll be lots of sports watching to see just the traction it gets for future rights, etc. But also to see our girl back doing what she does best, which is commentating amazing swimming. Well done, G.
Oh, I miss you guys. Thank you.
And if you're also already not an Amazon Prime Video member, you can get a 30-day free trial by visiting primevideo.com. Ooh. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Oh!
And
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour Special Friday Edition podcast, if you don't mind, on the Listener app. On yesterday's show, we played you a 5-minute version of Bill's Idiot File, and we promised you there was a 9-minute version. Well, here it is.
Anthony Wynn.
Billy, you are king of the world.
You went all the way in to talk about that.
No, I'm just wondering if you saw it.
No, I didn't.
And when we're on air, we can talk about it.
What was that?
I don't know.
What did you just say? What was that sentence?
That's a great show. What do you got for us, my friend? Thanks to PointsBet.
Oh, Jesus, we're going well.
Big night tonight for the tribunal, by the way. We should have an update.
Tribunal.
tribunal. I actually try and say it like Bill and I can't. Tribunal.
What about this game? Freo take on Sydney. Three players got 8 votes. How does that work, Jim?
I don't know.
Buddy, Rory Lobb, Nat Fyfe. They got 8.
All stars, so well done.
If you've got two coaches giving 5-4-3-2-1.
Yeah, well, they've obviously got to fiddle around with the 5. One's a 5, one's a 3, a couple of 4s, and then a 3 and 5 the other way, and other that's way. How you get your 8s.
I was trying to work out how to work. It was interesting.
He's a bit off. He's a bit flat today.
What are you doing, Fat? Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering about that.
The masks have flattened you.
No, I was just wondering how 3 players got 8 votes.
Well, then you just heard it.
That's all I needed, some reaffirmation.
Reaffirmation.
That's it. But Scott McLaughlin's gone across and done pretty well in NASCARs, hadn't he?
Yeah, so he obviously come to supercars and won everything he could in a short time. So he wanted a new challenge, and now he's in IndyCar this year.
IndyCar. Jim, and, you idiot.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car?
Yeah,
but when you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
Right, and the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What are you saying?
And that's why I got my middle name.
Oh, he reckons it's his middle name, Jim. Ramsey's writing something to me.
What a line of questioning is
How
this?
How are you going with the female side of things? I came out of the bathroom the other night, Jim. I just had my shower, stark naked, and I just walked into the bedroom. Mm. The doll said to me... She said to me.
Oh, no.
I said to the Dale. Taken a long, long time. Round 11, 25th of May.
Well, so what?
I know it's the 26th. Yeah, but I assume he signed on the 25th.
Damo said.
Fifth,
yeah.
No, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, we got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look. So they had a fan there. They turned it on and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze. Bit of breeze. There it is.
Exclusive.
Great to be with you. These are some of the things the Aussies have told foreigners when they're overseas, right, Jim. He was in New York recently, this bloke, and he's told there's no numbers in rural Victoria, Jim. Rural.
Yes.
There's a couple of Stormers playing. Cameron Munster is playing. Christian Welsh is playing. And
not just naming the team.
Yeah. No, this is all for Queensland.
Yes.
And Cara Fusa. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's his name, but he's playing. Good luck to him.
Kafusi.
And Fusi.
I don't think that's his name.
And for the Blues, Jim. Rivers is a very good player. He did some nice work, nice spoiling, and he's part of that role player that they have got at
Melbourne.
How's your year going, by the way? You've played 2 games this year. Both as a medical sub, didn't come on once. And then you get the deep vein thrombosis or whatever it is. You're on thinners. Now, boys, Decipher. D-I-S-C-I-P-H. Decipher. Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards.
Oh, no.
It's called Apollodrome.
I don't think it is.
No. That would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yeah. Anyway, Collingwood have been granted, Jim, to go to South Australia.
Oh, no. What sort of business?
I've got to tell you about Shayna Heal. So, you know, Hammer's daughter.
Yeah.
She went eighth pick.
Oh, no. What is that?
Eighth pick.
Prepare for a game.
Jim, you're not a drinker. You would add 4 or 5 or 6 or 10, and then you had to go out and bat.
No.
Where's the professionalism?
Didn't work.
Come on, Jim.
Or professionalism.
Professionalism.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a good podcast. Professionalism. I might take Maddie to court.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
I tell you what. The soup kitchens. Soup dragons.
Soup kitchens. All right.
Soup dragon?
You can't make this up. Like, this is what we get from him. This is might be his worst ever week.
How good's that?
Mm-hmm.
And cousin Sam Prochesky, Seton. So that's interesting. And then it went on.
Any prep going to this?
I think it might be part 4 of Idiot Something.
And a dream has come true for Aussie star. Guess what his name is? Remy Gardner, son of... Wayne.
Well, there's lots of gardeners.
Ryan?
Michael?
No. Darcy? Wayne Gardner. There's a wrap of everything there.
God,
I don't know if it was a wrap.
It was a wrap. I think Maddie's already putting another song together.
I don't know if there's too much more that you just wouldn't know. You could walk around the streets and you'd know everything.
Oh, my. Too long without
you
a break.
You weren't here. You were out gallivanting.
Yeah, that's good.
So I've been here with me shoulder to the bone, just working and working day in, day out, Jim.
Shoulder to the bone. Let's just close another thing down. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I would have thought the coronavirus at the minute and people getting jabs. The Rising Star, the NAB Rising Star nomination, Jim. Finally. Dylan Alcock has won his the French Open.
He's had a nightmare, hasn't he?
Get him back. Hey, Bill, just before I let you go, had a bit of issue. What's
Bernie.
My name again?
Bernie,
sorry?
Yes.
Bernie, good. You got that right the third time. Hey, a bit of an issue with a jumper today, I hear.
No, Daisy, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, a bit of a hole in the jumper, and you decided to colour it in with a texter, did you?
What is he doing? Seriously.
What about when you take the jumper off, you're going to have a black dot on it, you dickhead?
Oh,
got a blue
dot. What is wrong with you? Seriously, Fat.
What have you done? You thought you'd just colour it in. How old are you, 3?
Yes, and guess who comes back? Harry Highpants. Red hair, high pants. Rowell.
Matt Rowley. I did see that.
Wow. And we got a couple of contestants. We got the magnificent Sean out there in Croydon. Okay, Shawnee.
Hello.
Even Alex.
Alex in Croydon. That's me.
Alex is in Croydon.
Hello, fellas.
And Sean's in Mornington. That's why I speak first.
Alex in Croydon. G'day, Alex. So Alex is our winner.
Hang on. Oh.
And we've already got off. We got one more.
Hang on, we've got one more question. Hang on, Jim. We've got to go to the judges. What is it, Jim?
The 2-all.
I tell you what, why he's always going to be good. I went out to his house one day. We're going to have a few beers and watch telly. He's reading the Thoris.
Oh, no.
Or the Thoris. What do you call that book?
Don't say a word.
The book, like the dictionary.
Don't say anything, rabbits.
No, he was reading the dictionary, Jim.
Not the Roget's.
Thoris.
Thoris.
Anyway, he was reading that. And mate, just reading it like you read a book. He's reading that.
I want you to have one more go at it. It's called Roget's. Sure.
Roget. Anyway, let's talk a bit of sport other than footy, Jim, because we've got a
thesaurus, Fat. What? It's a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
No, S. Thesaurus.
Well, it's not a dinosaur. Oh! You think it was a bloody part of the old dinosaurus, do you?
Dinosaurus.
Dinosaurus. Come on, Jim, feed it.
There you go. 9 minutes of some of the worst/best radio you'll ever hear. Coming up next on the Friday podcast, we're opening the vault and it's a flashback to some old school Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Oh, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
So get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable.
What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday flashback.
We did step back in time.
September 10, 2014.
Big Bill Swim. Never has a man huffed and puffed and delivered less.
And blown the house down.
In all of my experience, I'll be brutally honest.
Oh, Jim.
But before we get to the race, we needed to introduce the competitors.
Yes.
And get a feel for what happened. So let's take you down to Port Melbourne. Surf Life Saving Superstar Trav Temme. Hello, Trav.
G'day, JB. How are you?
Now, you were all bullish on the radio the other day about how easy this is going to be. You've turned up and seen Fat live. Have you got any confidence in your leader?
I've heard on the grapevine that he used to swim all right, but he hasn't swum for a while, I believe. So
yeah, under 12s, and he's now 47. So that's a long time ago, mate.
Yeah, well, but it's all about technique, JB. So if he's still got a bit of that, he might go all right.
Have a look at Big Mac Horton. How are you, mate?
Good, how are you?
Hey, now, doing year 12 at Caulfield Grammar.
Yep.
You didn't think that you'd ever have to dust off a school lesson to come and swim with Bill, did you?
No, I don't mind, though. You know, it's always good to get out of a bit of school and, you know, come for a little paddle.
Well, I know it's good to get out of school, but have a look at him. Now, fair dinkum, you share, you know, the locker room. He's just produced his guts. Have you got any advice for Bill?
I don't know. Hopefully he should float with all that extra.
The legend, Tammy Van Wisser. How have you been dragged into this motley crew?
I really don't know. I woke up this morning and thought, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to swim in the bay today and it's freezing. But I'm just hoping that Billy actually makes it to me so the relay gets underway.
Well, you've swum Loch Ness and I reckon you would have seen the monster.
I thought he looked familiar.
Campbell Brown's here with me. Brownie, you've been stiffed by Bill.
Yeah, no doubt about that. He changed the rules. He shifted the goalposts on every single occasion. So me versus a team of four, and not just any team, but we've got world champions and legions of the open water.
I'm your best hope because Bill doesn't get back in the boat until I say he can. So I'll make sure you get a nice
good loop. Drown him if you can.
The beautiful Emma Notta Francesco's joined us down on the beach, and she seems to have a lot of lard in her hand, and she's applying it to Big Fat. Oh no, he's got the lolly bags on. She wants you to do that part, Bill. So Emma's applying lard liberally to the arms of our big warrior Brownless. Emma, I imagine you've had to do some tough things in your life, but how was that?
Oh, that was enjoyable. Let's do it afterwards. Let's do it again.
Look at the setup on him.
You know, I wouldn't do it for anyone else, Bill.
No, I really wouldn't.
But there's love there.
I noticed there was a couple of lines that you very comfortably drew. One was the between the thighs application.
I wasn't going anywhere near that. He seems to enjoy it.
Well, Willis, we've had a chat to Campbell Brown. He's got a nice level of confidence about him.
Yeah, he has.
And then Big Mac, who impressive-looking man. Trev, we know, is a surf life-saving star. And the legend, Tammy Van Wisser. Everyone here is good except for you.
Yes, exactly right, Jim. But I'll start it off. So I've picked my side. I'm very happy with my side. I'll lead them away. And then Tammy comes into it. And then Trev will go with third leg. And then Mac will bring it home straight over the top of Campbell Brown. And Team Brownless win again.
Right. We're about to jump in the water.
We got into the life-saving craft.
Yes, a rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky off the coast by about 100 metres maybe.
Oh, 200. It was a long way out, Jim. He couldn't touch the ground.
It wasn't actually that far out.
Couldn't touch.
And then out jumped Bill and Campbell and we got underway. So let's get back down to Port Melbourne.
Away.
Three, two, one, go Fat! He's nearly landed on Brownie. Look at the big man. He's off. Oh, the dog's already got a nice little 2 or 3 metre break on him. Oh, Campbell Brown, impressive. Where is Bill? His arms are thrashing around, but he's going nowhere. Oh, he stopped. What are you doing, Fat?
Come and get me.
Oh, he's like, I've never seen anything more pathetic in all my life. He swam a good 35 metres and then absolutely gave up. Oh, what are we dealing with?
I got asthma.
Well, get up into the boat.
Oh, I can't get in.
All right, here we are, down and up. There he is. Get him in. All right, well, we need to rejoin the race.
Yeah.
Bill's done. Now we're trying to catch up. Van Wisser's already roped.
He's there.
She's already got Brownie.
Good work, Tam.
Look at Tam Van Wisser. She just looks like, well, to be frank, she looks like she's done this before. All right, we've hit the first boy. Van Wisser looking very
go
strong.
Go, Tam.
All right, the dog's starting to gain on Van Wisser.
Yes.
This is better, dog. Oh, hand over now, Van Wisser. All right, Trav Temmie's in there. Oh, Brownie's got him. He's clubbed him. Brownie's got hold of Trav and clubbed him around the head. Now Trav's answered back. It's on. In goes Horton.
Go, Horton.
The thoroughbred Mac Horton.
Look at him.
He's off, Mac. Oh, he's now had to pause, Mac. He's that far out in front, it's a shame.
We do need a lead if I'm going to come home.
He's just put 60 metres on Brownie in 60 metres.
Hey, dog, how you going, dog?
Yeah, we're going all right.
Oh, Brownless is going well.
Oh, f*** you, Billy.
All right, Mac Horton, sensational job. Brownless is off. Oh, Campbell Brown now really starting to put the foot right down in pursuit of Brownless, who, fair to say, is going nowhere. Metres to go and Brown's coming. Brownless floundering. What a race to the line this is. Brownless has reached the end of the line. Come on, Bill. Keep swimming. Oh, he stopped. I think it's Trav now. Campbell Brown. Trav. What a chance. Go, Brown Dog. Go, Dog. Hang on. Last strides. Head to head. Brown Dog touches in. One touch ahead of Trav Temmie in one of the more extraordinary races I've ever seen. The doggy dog, get around him. What a performance from the brown dog against all the odds. I tell you now.
Well done. Good delegation
just,
there.
Just spoken to Spud out there.
Yes.
He's just seen it online. He said, you've got to be joking.
Oh, so Spud, is he? He can't swim.
He can.
He's from Ballarat.
He does. He used to swim with the bloody icebergers.
No, he's on a Spud farm in Ballarat.
Bill, I'm telling you, you need to get online and have a look at this, but we need to thank some people.
We do.
Firstly, the South Melbourne Surf Life Saving Club.
They were great out there with the rubber duckies.
Registrations for their 2015 Port to Park swim.
Yep.
Exactly the same as the one you just did.
Yeah.
South Melbourne S. South Melbourne L. sc.com.au for that.
Well
get
done.
Stuck in. Brighton Baths Health Club.
Yeah, they've been great, Jim. Brightonbathshealthclub.com.au, who have awarded our listener,
Travis,
yep, with a one-year membership worth over $1,300.
Oh, well, that's where Spud goes.
Brighton Baths, they're very, very good. Got a nice little cafe, restaurant, whatever you want there.
And Campbell Brown. Mm. Yeah, of course, the English Channel swim he's going to be doing next year,
yeah,
raising money for the Shane Warne Foundation. www.justgiving.com/Campbell Brown.
Yeah.
But get on to triplem.com.au, see one of the more extraordinary attempts at swimming you'll ever see. And I think it's the last time, Bill, you open your big gob up,
yep,
and challenge someone when you've got no idea.
That's fair enough too, Jim. Hey, we must thank the tactics all here, of course, well done, Stacey, tactics. Jen, yes, and Lucy.
Did a brilliant job.
Did a good job. Yeah, Jill.
Jill always does a brilliant job.
We've been whinging for the last 2 weeks how hard it's been to put together. Yeah. And, of course, my squad, Jim, who are really Tammy Van Wisser, who's a star, Travis, we mentioned, and Mac Horton. Now, watch him, Jim, because he got in the water 5 strokes.
Oh,
he swam 100 metres.
He was
unbelievable. So he's one to watch.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw.
Oh, yeah!
Billy Brownless.
Bottle it out.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. It's been a fruity Friday podcast exclusive on the Listener app.
Hell of a podcast. Jeez, they, people who sort of line up on a Friday, geez, they get looked after. Some magnificent stuff, including Mac Horton as part of your team. Now, you're giggling away. I've got asthma. You're giggling away there, Fat. Why?
Oh, I'm just reading my joke.
Fruity joke. He's reading it and amusing himself. All right, so on a Friday, we one go that's a little fruitier than you would during the week.
Vince, yep.
Yep, Vince. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. I let one go.
Oh,
here
no.
we go.
Oh, no,
I'm not leaving the meeting, dude. Here we go,
enough.
Jim. Hit the button, rabbits. Come on.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh.
When are we on holidays, Jim? I've had a long. Wow. Crikey,
end of June. End of June, you get a break. And we all get a break from you. All right.
I've been going since June last year.
Joke.
Jim, Mr. and Mrs. Egg were madly in love,
mm-hmm,
and they just celebrated their beautiful wedding day with all the Egg family members and friends.
Yes.
I saw Easter there and poached and scrambles were there. He was all over the place, Jim.
Do you get the feeling that he's ad-libbing now? Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah.
Florentine, was he there?
That's it.
Florentine couldn't make it. It's too far away.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful day, Jim.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, evening comes around, where it was time for the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Egg, to retire to the boudoir, Jim. Mrs. Egg, she went straight to the bathroom, where she freshened up. And in the meantime, Mr. Egg jumped into bed with very high expectations, fair to say, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Egg opened the bathroom door, and there she was, beautifully dressed in a nice, revealing lingerie. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Negligee, even. But yes.
lingerie. Anyway, Mr. Egg, Jim, in bed, took one look and jumped up, ran over to the suitcase, put on a crash hat, and jumped back into bed. Mrs. Egg looked at him and said, what do you need the crash helmet for? Mr. Egg said, well, last time I got this hard, some dickhead hit me on the head with a spoon.
Oh, no.
Jim. He had the crash helmet.
Real
on.
Meandering story.
Yeah.
About two eggs getting married.
And the family were there.
Were they?
Coach.
What other members?
Easter.
Woo!
Yeah. He's coming. Get him back off. Get him off. Get him off.
Will.